Welcome to Journey Through Classical Piano. I'm your host, classical pianist Ji-Yoon Kim. Regardless of whether or not you are a lifelong lover of classical music, this podcast is meant to show you how important and relevant classical music is to today's world and to bring the live piano concert experience right to your living room. I believe classical music is for everyone. So let's start listening together. Before we get started, I would like to thank our new sponsors of the show, David Love and Hitomi Sato. Thank you so much. David told me he played saxophone for around 10 years in school, and about a year ago, he started his daughter in piano lessons, and he decided to give a shot himself. He said he might be enjoying piano a whole lot more than his daughter is, playing Beethoven's Exquisites and The Wild Rider by Schumann. I loved listening his journey of piano. It made me smile. Hitomi is a listener from Calgary, Canada, and a very accomplished pianist herself. I had a pleasure of meeting her in person in Calgary as she offered her space for me to practice when I visited Calgary for a performance. Her beautiful gray cat, Roma, stayed close to me when I practiced there. Thank you so much, David and Hitomi, for supporting my podcast. If you find this podcast helps you in any way, please head over to patreon.com/journeythroughclassicalpiano to support the show. The link is in the show notes below. I would like to let you know, if you want to attend my private virtual concert called 30 by 3, which is 30 minutes concert for three different programs. The ticket was $30, but now I'm giving away a free ticket as a gift to you. You can grab it in the show notes below and enjoy the concert in the first VIP row in your living room. I hope to meet you there. Today's episode, we are exploring La Plus Galante by French composer Debussy. I came across this piece at one of the piano recitals that I attended. I was immediately drawn into its magical harmony and mood with its dance quality. I knew that I wanted to program it for my upcoming concert as an opening piece. I love how this piece opens in a mysterious way, like I'm entering into a dreamy forest. La Plus Galante is a waltz for solo piano composed in 1910, shortly after his publication of The Preludes, Book 1. The piece debuted at the New Carlton Hotel in Paris, where it was transcribed for strings and performed by the popular gypsy violinist Léonie, for whom Debussy wrote it, and later Debussy gave the manuscript to him. Debussy also arranged the piece for small orchestra, which was published 2 years after the solo piano version. Despite its title, La Plus Galante, which means the slower, the better in English, was not really meant to be played just slowly. Galante, in this context, refers to the valse galante genre, which was a slow waltz. This was a popular dance form in France during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The genre waltz underwent various transformations and adaptations. Composers often experimented with the traditional waltz form, incorporating new harmonies, rhythmic complexities, and expressive elements. Debussy was a leading figure in the Impressionist movement in music, was also known for his innovative and unconventional approach to composition. Pieces like this piece, La Blouse Galante, and Suite Bergamesque, which includes the famous Clair de Lune, showcase Debussy's unique interpretation of the waltz genre. Here is an example of triple meter and waltz quality of his famous Clair de Lune. In La Blouse Galante, there is also waltz in the middle, goes like this. The work is marked molto rubato con morbidezza, indicating Debussy's encouragement of a flexible tempo, and morbidezza meaning an extreme delicacy and softness. Debussy wrote this piece during a period when he was exploring more exotic and evocative harmonic language that I'm sure you can find it everywhere in this piece. I think this element was the main attraction that drew me into it in the first place. It is characterized by its slow tempo and lyrical melancholic melody. It reflects Debussy's fascination with capturing mood and atmosphere through music, a hallmark of the Impressionist movement. The piece is filled with expressive nuances, delicate phrasing, and rich harmonies that contribute to its emotional depth. Debussy was known for pushing the boundaries of traditional tonality and structure, and this piece is no exception. It's often described as a delicate and introspective composition that invites a listener to experience a profound sense of introspective beauty. I love Debussy. In fact, he's one of my favorite composers to perform. I feel that playing his music gives me a freedom as an artist, and there's always room to more colors and space in time where I can dance between the notes. Interestingly, when I was in high school, I remember Debussy was one of the hardest composers to play. I always thought expressing and playing Debussy was such a delicate business. And at that time, I just wanted to create a tone in piano, but I cannot push hard. Then I could not make it various tonality or colors in piano. So I couldn't get a grip of it easily as a young pianist. But now that I'm much more experienced and mature, I find his music is absolutely genius in terms of how much it gives a creative outlet and freedom for a performer and also to the listeners. I love looking at impressionistic paintings whenever I get to visit some of the art museums. Works by Claude Monet or William Turner, I find their play with the light. It's very much like Debussy playing with a sense of time and movement. Debussy aimed to create musical impressions and atmosphere emphasizing mood and color over traditional harmonic progressions. Now, just like gazing into the impressionistic paintings, Rather than focusing on the details of the notes, try to imagine overall mood and images that might come to you while you listen to this piece. I would love to hear from you and share your experience with this piece. Please go to jiyoonkim.com where you can leave voice or written message for this podcast. I'll leave the link in the show notes below. Now, let's take a listen to La Blue Skirt Longue by Debussy, performed by Jiyoon Kim.
Thank you.
I hope Debussy took you somewhere, somewhere far, far away, foreign world with his music. In the next episode, we'll explore a piece that gives me a sense of strength, Andante Spinato e Gran Polonaise Brillante in E flat major, opus 22 by Frédéric Chopin. I hope to meet you then. Thank you for listening.